When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
3 o'clock hour in Detroit. It is Christmas Eve edition of the Valeni and Rico show. Mike off, David battling the malls right now. You got me. And I've asked the question earlier in the show. If you missed any of it, use the Odyssey Rewind of what kind of Christmas gift person are you? Are you a last second shopper? Are you an Amazon shopper? Or are you like me, gift cards, cash? And you know what? And you just tell people Merry Christmas and let them go on their merry way and buy whatever it is that they really want to get. We'll continue taking your phone calls on that, 248-539-9797. But guys, I do want to mention one thing. Lost in all of the Lions, look, the Lions have taken over. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's probably easier buying Christmas gifts because all you got to do is buy anything Detroit Lions and anybody in Detroit's going to gobble up and love it and be like, oh my God, you got me a Lions hoodie. You got me a Lions hat. You got me a Lions t-shirt. You got me Lions this. You got me Lions that. The Lions are everywhere. But I don't know if anybody has noticed something. The Detroit Pistons. Detroit Pistons are 13-17. And you're like, well, Rico, why are you bringing up the Pistons? It's Christmas Eve. Guys, they're winning. Now, I'm not saying they're a great team, but as of now, they're the 10th best team in the East, which means postseason action if the season were to start today. Yes, I know. In my opinion, the NBA season starts tomorrow. I'll get to that in a second. But I don't know if you've been watching the Pistons because they're one win away from matching their entire win total from last year. Remember last year at this time, they were fresh off of what, like a 22, 23 game losing streak. I remember because the game that they finally won, the Lions lost to Dallas that same day. And it was just like, man, it cost Detroit everything for them not to get the record. But the Pistons are actually doing well. And I just want to, has anybody noticed Cade Cunningham is turning into a legit superstar? It's quiet because we're also focused on Jared Goff. You know, Jared Goff and the Lions. Cade Cunningham was just named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, posting up ridiculous numbers. Had another double-double, I think, 20 points, 10 rebounds or so last night. They swept the Lakers for the first time since like 2017. The Pistons. They're young. They're fun to watch. Yeah, that Pistons team. Now, do yourself a favor. Watch the Pistons. Now, they're not good enough that they're going to be playing on Christmas Day, but I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this team, but this team deserves your attention. This team is kind of piqued my curiosity. Because early in the season, you're like, it's early in the season. Early in the season, they had a chance to do something in that stupid little NBA tournament. But since then, they're getting better. Ivy, getting better. Like, they're fun to watch. They're learning how to close out games. They're learning how to do a lot of different things. I'm not saying they're going to win the NBA title, but what I am, I don't think they're going to be up for a top draft pick either. This is a team, they're about to do something that I've been asking them to do for a long time. Same thing that we asked the Tigers to do. Same things that we asked the Wings to do. Same thing that we used to ask the Lions to do. Can you be in the graphic? Can you be interesting? Can you make me care about you? Can you make me follow your season? Can you take me on a journey? And even if the journey ends in a play-in loss, at least we went on this journey together. It's like the Wings last year where, you know, we went on the journey and they missed out on the playoffs at the last second. But it was fun. It was disappointing. The Tigers, all of a sudden, it was pitching chaos. And, yeah, this can't keep last. This can't. And the next thing you know, not only did they go to the playoffs, they won a series, and they were really about a game away from taking it in Cleveland. And then it all fell apart. Just saying, guys, watch the Pistons. Pistons are pretty good. Pistons are worthy of your attention. 248-539-9797. Have you been watching the Pistons? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? I think Cade Cunningham is finally maturing into the superstar that we always thought he was going to be. He was the number one overall pick, but he never lived up to that hype. He never lived up to that expectation. He never was that guy, so much so that it was like, maybe you should just trade him and start all over again. But now all of a sudden, this is becoming Cade's team. Now all of a sudden, the thing that I used to like about Cade was at the end of every game, every superstar would make sure they grab Cade and whisper in his ear and encourage him and tell him, you know what, you're the man. Game recognizes game. So when you see a Kevin Durant, when you see the superstars pulling your guy, you're like, okay, he's going to be something. But he was never that guy. It was like the moment was always too big for him. Now, Cade Cunningham, like it or not, Detroit, you may have a budding star in the making. He may be on that same Jared Goff arc where it took some time, but now he's slowly becoming that guy where now come trade deadline, okay, who do you need to add to this team, add to play with with Beasley and with Ivy and with Cade? How does this team get over that next hump so that they go from being just a play-in team to a legit NBA team? 248-539-9797. I say all that to say,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christmas to me is when the NBA starts. Okay. It is. There's only certain sport, like football, for you watch football from the very beginning. And even then, for the pros, I don't watch the preseason games. It's when week one starts. For college, it really is when the conference schedule starts, unless you're playing somebody legitimate early on. Like when Michigan played Texas, okay, you have my attention. But when it's a cupcake game, like, okay, MSU Prairie View, all right, whatever. You're going to win that thing.
Yeah. I didn't know where Prairie View was. I couldn't believe that was on the schedule.
Texas, yeah. I only know because they used to hold the nation's longest losing streak in football, and yeah. I knew two people who went there. So I would give them a hard time. Like they hadn't won a game in like, I want to say it was something ridiculous, like some 85 straight games they lost. Like it was a ridiculous thing. Like they were bad.
I did some research on them while I saw the spread was 41, and Michigan State was at the time undefeated, but I knew they weren't that great, so I couldn't believe it.
And they covered.
Yeah, they did. They covered exactly. I think it was 41-0.
Yeah, they covered. So for the NBA, it's always Christmas. Christmas was like, look, you guys may be too young to remember, but New Year's Day was college football day. It was, you started off with the Citrus Bowl, and the game ended with the Orange and Sugar Bowl that night. The Rose Bowl was played in between, the Fiesta Bowl, like all the major bowl games before we got into all this bowl chaos. No one went up against them. Like Super Bowl Sunday, that's the NFL's day. NBA said, we're going to take Christmas. And they own Christmas for the longest. They put their marquee games on Christmas, and that's when like, okay, you know what? I'm going to really start paying attention to the NBA. Funny thing has happened. NBA owned that day. And then the NFL starts saying, you know what? Let's get a little greedy here. Like last week on the 20th, may have been the best sports day ever. You had college football, you had pro football, you had college hoops, you had NBA, you had hockey. It was a day made for a man cave. No matter, it was like the ultimate sports buffet. Whatever you wanted, you got. It was there. I mean, I took a break from watching the college football playoff games. I was watching MSU. Cohen Carr hits a three-pointer. Oh, my God. Okay, let me flip back to the playoff game. Okay, what's going on in the NFL? Let me go here. Let me go there. It was a day made for multiple TVs. Tomorrow, NBA owns Christmas. The NFL decided they wanted to crash the party. The NFL has two games, and they're on Netflix. And it's going to call and there's going to be conflict because you can't even kind of flip back and forth with your channels. Either you're watching the game or you're watching Netflix. So my question to you is very simple, people. Come Christmas Day, which are you watching? Are you watching the NFL Chiefs at the Steelers, Ravens at the Texans? And the NFL's pulling out the big guns. They even got Beyonce performing at halftime at the Texans game. She's a Houston girl. Or are you tried and true and you're an NBA player, you're an NBA fan, and you're watching the NBA on Christmas? 248-539-9797. What are you watching tomorrow? Are you watching the NFL? Are you watching the NBA? I was going to say I'm going to watch the NFL, and I probably will, but the only problem was Netflix had that little fake fight, and it crashed, and it was an abomination. I got fed up and just said, "Yeah, I don't care anymore." This is the Tyson Paul. Yeah, it's fixed in my opinion anyway, and I dropped out. If they have those same problems, NFL is not going to be happy at all. But the NBA, it's their big day. All the best teams are playing each other. It's normally the day that I really start paying attention to the NBA. NFL's crashing the party. It's going to cause a conflict because you can't even flip channels. Either you're streaming it or you're watching a game. 248-539-9797. What are you watching when it comes to Christmas Day and your sporting events? We'll get to your phone calls and your ticket texts next. 97.1.